And I wanted to offer three reasons why Hasidim, or those who follow their path, rejoice on Rosh Hashanah, sing, and often dance. What are we so happy about? After all, it's a Yom HaDin. It's a time of seriousness. It's a time of judgment. And so why is it that you will see, if you go into your local, base Knesset, very likely people will be singing and even dancing. So, Rav Shlomo offers a few explanations. Explanation number one is the mashal of the Rizhne Rebbe. It's one of my favorite mashals. I hope you enjoy it. So, the Rizhne Rebbe says, imagine you're walking down the street and you're about to get a rebar in the rova, and you see a girl for a split second, and you're not married, and you just know right away that this girl, she's your soulmate. And you're about to go, get her email and, ask her out, and then she's gone. A bunch of seminary girls swoop in and take her away, and you can't find her. And you can't find her. So you're looking for her. And the next day, you're looking in Ben Yehuda Street for her. And the next week, you're looking in Emek. And the next week, you're looking at the Tachan Emek Azi. And you know that this girl's your soulmate, but you can't find her. And a day passes, a month passes, a year passes, and you still haven't found your girl, but you still have hope that one day you'll find her. And Gevalt, after 2,000 years, you still haven't really found her. And then one day, one day, one day, you're scooting to your frisbee game, and you forgot to bring your helmet. Oi! And you get caught by the police, and they pull you over, and they say, "Hey, this is your third time we've caught you without a helmet. We're revoking your scooter license. You're gonna have to go to court. You're gonna pay a huge fine, and you can't afford the fine, and you need your scooter license. It's way too far to get to frisbee without it. You're so nervous." So you come to court that day with your best suit, and you have a whole case to defend yourself, to say, "I'm sorry, and I'll never do it again, and it was a mistake." And you get to court, and who is there? Who is the judge? It's the girl. It's your soulmate. And how do you feel at that moment? You feel fantastic. Because even though you're a little nervous, a little scared about the court case, you know that you finally found your soulmate. And that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a time where we're beginning the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, where it says, seek out God when He is to be found. And when is He to be found? Specifically during these 10 days, and especially you can feel that closeness to Hashem during the davenings on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So we're celebrating the closeness that we can be zeicher to feel when we do tshuva, when we show Hashem that we wanna get better, we wanna change. So that is why we are dancing and celebrating. That's answer number one, the answer of the Rishon LeRebbe. Now, a similar type of answer, Rav Shlomo brings down. We have this concept of bitachon. Vani bechasta chavatachti yageli bivshua techashir Hashem ki gamal alai. And I trust in your bitachon. I trust in God's. In God's, I trust in Hashem, bitachon. I trust in God's kindness. And Rav Shlomo explains, it's not that I trust that God's going to grant me a new year because I deserve it, but rather I trust that He's going to grant me a new year despite the fact that I don't deserve it. But I know how much He loves me, and I know that everything I have is out of God's chesed chinam, out of God's everlasting kindness. I mean, He didn't need to create the world. He created the world because He loves me and you. So He does it despite the fact that we don't necessarily deserve it. And we believe that the more I remind myself of my love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more bitachon I put out there, it opens up the blinds and brings the light of blessing into my life. And so that's what we're doing. The story goes that by the Chozem in Lublin, he was, singing and dancing with all his chassidim after davening, and they're all going crazy at the end of the Rosh Hashanah tefillos. And one misnagid comes in there and says, "I can't believe it. I can't believe it's Rosh Hashanah. You should be crying. This is a day of judgment. How can you be singing and dancing? I can't believe it, Rebbe. And the Rebbe touches his forehead. And suddenly he sees that in the next world, the Hasidim are dancing their way into the Book of Life. And they're dancing and singing because they've been inscribed into the Book of Life. And there's some sad guy on the sad. And he's sad because he has not been inscribed in the Book of Life. And Misnayad looks up and says, "Oi, oi, maybe that sad guy is me." And the Rebbe looks at him and says, "No, don't worry about it, because some people can get their way into the Book of Life through their deeds, through their actions, through their hands. But some people have to do it through their feet. So get up and dance, and you're going to dance your way into the Book of Life." So the Bitachon itself brings the Yeshua into our lives. And as a side piece to that, I would say, again, because it's not just me as an individual, but me as part of Am Yisrael, part of the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we, Am Yisrael, have guaranteed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to grant us a new year of blessing. Ezrat Hashem. So that Bitachon brings the Yeshua into my life on an individual and on a national level. So I'm kind of being mavatal myself to the klal. And the third explanation that I've heard as to why we need to rejoice on Rosh Hashanah is the mashal of the Rebbe Mikuvrin. And he used to give this mashal every year before the Tkiyas HaShofar. He would say, there's a czar in Russia. And this czar, he had a son. And his son rebelled against him and tried to take the throne. And he got caught, the son. And so the king says, "Listen, son, don't even try it. You know the rule is that if you try to make a mutiny, you're going to get killed. You're going to get the death penalty. So don't even try to make an appeal." And so the son writes back, "Father, you're right. I know the law. I did what I did and I was wrong. And I accept my guilty verdict. But I have one request. Can I run in front of the throne and scream, 'Long live the king!'" And indeed, that's what the man does. He screams, "Long live the king!" on the way to his gallows. And the king sees this, and it's still his son. And he says, "Ah, oh, a son like this, I can't let him pass away." And he spares his son. And so on Rosh Hashanah, we're not focusing on ourselves so much. We're focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're forgetting ourselves a little bit. And we're just singing and dancing about the fact that we're Zoicha to have our Father in heaven, a Father who cares about every single action that we do. Imagine what life would be like if no one cared about our actions. But the fact that we're being judged means that everything we do makes a difference. And that is reason to celebrate that we have a loving king judge who cares about us. And so with that, on this beautiful era of Rosh Hashanah, it's a big day to do tshuva, to be it's got a lot of power, era of Rosh Hashanah. You know, the minhag is to go to the mikvah, to prepare ourselves for the day. And to think about introspection and reflecting how we can become better. But on Rosh Hashanah itself, the Avodah is, of course, to daven seriously, but also to daven with a lot of joy. Bezrat Hashem, in that zechut, may you and your families be blessed with a year full of all the Yeshuas, all the Baruchos, everything, kol mishalut libnechem, that you're davening for should be granted, and Am Yisrael should only experience a year full of true simcha. Good yantef.